You're gonna be okay. Oh, the sun will keep on rising in that old familiar way, and every little thing is gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright, darling, you're gonna be alright. 'Cause the stars will keep on shining through the darkest night, and you can know you're gonna be alright. Lift your eyes to the hills, remember where your help comes from. Lift your eyes to the hills, you'll never face the valley alone. 'Cause even when your heart is breaking and you've gone and lost your way, you're gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. I know that you're gonna be okay. Not a care in this whole world can take that truth away. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright. Darling, you're gonna be alright. At the end of all our prayer, when we're beckoned on to the light, love will meet you there, you're gonna be alright. Oh, the end of all our prayer is the beginning of new life. You're gonna be alright.
Hope 103.2. 1032.
Let me tell you, oh my friends, about this joy I'm living in. Let me take the mic, go on a test.
Jordan Flair's Hope 103.2. Towards understanding tonight on your radio, 9 o'clock, Reverend Tim Costello, Chief Advocate for the Australian Alliance for Gambling Reform, the only national peak body working to reduce gambling harm, and also Joe from New Zealand. Joe, well, gambling wasn't his main addiction, but it became a problem alongside his other addictions. That's on your radio tonight, 9 o'clock, Hope 103.2, Towards Understanding.
Sydney's Hope
1032.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Stuff you're telling me and
to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you tonight.
Hope 103.2.
Yeah. I should have listened to my mama. She told me stay away from the drama. Yeah, son, be careful what you wish for. Take a bite no more than a mouthful. And when I didn't take the warning, I'd always know in the morning. She called me crying in the kitchen. Mama said, son, when you gonna listen? I've had some hits and misses. I know perfection is ambitious. This is the biggest decision I'll make. That's why I chose you. That's why I went and told you. She didn't raise no fool. That's why I went and told you. Thank God I got this right. Cause the moment that I saw you, that's when I knew. Guess what? Mama, I chose good. Well, yes, I did. I chose good. Yeah. And when you're down, she'll be up, pick me up. And every time that you start acting up, she'll pull you back in line. And that's when you know it's right. I've had some hits and misses. I know perfection is ambitious. This is the biggest decision I'll make. And that's why I chose you.
I think it's the most important thing there is.
Hope 103.2.
and your love, it changes me. Makes me better, your love and you.
Brooke Fraser, Hope 103.2. That's beautiful day on the way tomorrow. I tell you what, mostly sunny, 26 in the city, 28 in the west, and Tuesday, partly cloudy, 27 in the city, 30 in the west.
Hey, it's Laura on Undistracted this week. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly, and there's a lot at stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things, but I just found that God gave me a sense of peace in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
What do you imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you? At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
Are you a yes parent or a no parent? Netflix family film Yes Day tries to show parents how to remedy this by having one day where every child's request is answered with a resounding yes. This film proves that yes is not always the best answer. It may even lead to greater difficulties within the family. To all the parents out there, one thing we might need to show our children is that a disciplined life is a good life. Not surprisingly, a disciplined life may mean we need to say no. In Proverbs, it says, "People who accept discipline are on the pathway to life." Isn't that the path we want for our children? As parents, we should be thankful for the yes days and the no days. Each of these days give us an opportunity to show our children we love them and want the best for them. This is Russ Matthews from God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Miracle of all is how
1032. We're right there with you.
Let's go. I've been chasing counterfeits and trying to find a fix, but all that I was missing was you. My hope was running out until you came around and showed me there was nothing to prove. Some would say it's unexplainable, but I know, yeah, I know what you can do. Oh, you're changing my attitude. Your love is a whole new mood, something I can put my faith in. You said don't act like it's all good, life ain't Hollywood, no.
In my life, yeah, it was you all along. I know I belong, I'm right where I'm lost.
Watch for faces, real love, and it took time. Been chilling down the Florida, having good times. Running your race, can't get all checked. Don't got a friend when you got my back. Let's go.
Oh, you changed my attitude. Your love is a whole new mood. Something I can put my faith in.
Hope 103.2.
I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that died with the eagle's flight. I blame you for the moonlit night when I wonder why I will see still dry. Don't blame me. Of the race, the reason we chase is lost in romance, and still we try
Hope 103.2. From Mooney Mooney to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told before the morning sun when life was lonely. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Lucas Graham, Hope 103.2, Powerfest 2024. This is a church camp, really, a church conference. The Gospel Faith Mission International are running it in Chullora. It's not a soft sh, it's a ch. Thursday the 26th to Sunday the 29th. You don't have to go to all of it. You can go to part of it if you can't. And all the info, it's on the community notice board page of our website, hope1032.com.au.
Hope 1032, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love. Whether you're newly engaged or married for years, Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you so you can worry about the things that really matter.
Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
Involved in your church finances?
The team at Exdia are here to help free up time and focus.
For your church treasurer, admin and ministry team.
And to help make your church's financial situation easier to see and understand.
For church bookkeeping, church payroll and church financial management, visit Exdia.
Exdia?
Exactly. Exdia. .com.au.
That's EXDIA.com.au. Station sponsor.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help any time, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Hope 1032.
I took my love and I took it down.
loving you. You got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. You got so much love in you.
Wet paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
This message makes
Hope 103.2.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind. Start to act out. First thought to
trying to hold it all together. To break down if she could afford to. It wouldn't cost me any more to be kind.
With Hope 103.2.
Trying to survive.